This whole course is about how we can help our teenagers on their journey to maturity.
Central to the course is how we build strong, loving relationships with them. To do this, the type of home environment we create is crucial.
We're now going to look at four things to aim at in order to create the type of environment where our teenagers can flourish. The first aim is to make our home a place of safety and acceptance for them.
My family's been important to me because they've been so supportive through my high school, even though sometimes I really didn't want to talk to them or tell them things. They always were there for me and told me they loved me, and it was good. I needed that.
You can get the feeling at school that you're not very loved in particular, at particular times, and it's really nice to come back to parents who will listen to you and talk to you and show that they care about you and just refresh your day from a hard day at school.
It's important to remember that the adolescent years can be a real rollercoaster ride for them.
There are all sorts of things that can affect them deeply. There are bound to be disappointments. Some are more obvious than others. They may not be picked for a sports team or for a part in a school play that they really wanted. Or perhaps they fail a test or an exam. Some, however, are less obvious. Maybe rejection from friends whom they thought they could trust but who suddenly don't want to know them.
We may not be able to understand what they're going through. It's not always easy to see that they need us when our teenager is awkward, moody, uncommunicative, or just stroppy. It may seem all they want to do is to be with their friends or spending hours online, physically present but emotionally absent.
But our teenagers do still need us. They need to know that they're loved and accepted no matter what's going on, rather than constantly wondering if they're going to be in or out of favour.
Something that I have heard from every teenager that I have met is that their parents' approval of them is hugely important. I think sometimes teenagers don't talk a lot, and they mightn't talk a lot about their parents or to their parents, but actually that hides the fact that how their parent views them, feeling accepted and approved of and cared for and valued, that those key needs in a young person, when those needs are met by their parents, it really builds their self-esteem and confidence. And so parents sometimes underestimate how important their influence is on their children. And I think as a parent, you are going to influence your child hugely. So just make sure that your influence is a positive one.
We're not saying our home has to be this perfect haven. There may be all sorts of things that have gone wrong.
But whatever situation we find ourselves in, we can make our home a safe place to be, a sanctuary, if you like, from all the pressures that they're facing. More than anything, we do that through being there for them, so that we're available to listen when they're ready to open up.
With all the pressures that our teenagers are facing today, I think the most important thing we can do is give them a loving, connected environment in their home. Be there for them, but put boundaries in. Don't allow them to have everything they want to have. Talk through with them the pressures that they're facing. Listen to them, hear their anxieties, their concerns, but also celebrate it. There are lots of positive things about the world in which our children and teenagers are growing up, many opportunities. But fundamentally, be there for them as a parent. Talk about it, but put boundaries in to help them manage the pressures and then manage the expectations on them is vitally important.
You may have a teenager who doesn't communicate at all, and you're thinking that listening isn't going to do it, as there's not much to listen to. If that's the case for you, you're not alone. We want to encourage you that this is a stage, and it can be as hard for our teenager as it is for us. There may be someone else they're more inclined to talk to, and that's a good thing. Encourage it, rather than feel hurt that they're not talking to us.
We found if we encouraged them to talk about the stuff that they found easy to discuss, they were more likely to talk about the deeper issues when they needed to. There'll be different places and times when they open up.
The place where both teenagers would open up best is during my holidays, because we're all more relaxed. we're away from the normal environment that we've been in. So usually it's when we're sharing a bedroom and all the lights are off and we can just talk and talk about silly things as well as how they feel about things.
I think the good conversations happen over dinner a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. We finally slow down and I think it's just because the space is smaller. We're closer to each other, we can see each other better.
Well, we sort of make that a time that we need to spend together.
It's a priority that we all meet together at least one meal a day for dinner.
It helps.
It sort of, it kind of feels like our little area, just in the garden. Because, you know, we always have a good chat about how my day went, and if I have anything that's wrong, I'll bring it up. And that's how I've developed into, you know, conversations that have lasted 45 minutes out there. Which is really good because, you know, whenever I've got a problem, she'll say, let's go there, because it makes me feel comfortable, because that's where I was the last time we had a deep conversation.
And I think sometimes they like to have other distractions. So perhaps if you're doing something else, that's when they like to talk to you, when they feel perhaps they've got a bit of cover of what they're saying. Certainly, I think car journeys is a time when one particular child will bring up things and talk, because I think they feel they don't have to look at you in the face when they talk to you and they want to tell you something. So that's a good one.
Being older teenagers, I think they probably are more used to talking late at night. So again, being around at that point and not thinking, I've got to get to bed because I'm really up early in the morning, but rather thinking, this is a really good opportunity now to talk. And I find as an adult, teenage timetables and adult timetables don't match. You've got to adjust to match with theirs, really. And late at night, I think, is often that time.
So actually, once you'd got used to that adjustment, you really capitalised on it. But at first, it felt like an intrusion of his time.
We recognise that finding the right time to communicate with our teenagers is hard for many of us to do. We may be busy with younger children. We may be tired. We may be a single parent or trying to manage a step family. Or it may be the most inconvenient moment that they choose to open up.
I remember our daughter Kirsty coming home from school one day when she was 17. Her whole year group had that afternoon put on a show for the teachers. She came into the kitchen bursting with excitement, talking absolutely non-stop about how it had all gone. I was right in the middle of cooking and in a real rush. I had my back turned, frantically stirring something on the cooker. I can remember vividly the temptation to say, can you tell me about it later when I finish cooking? But I suddenly realised this was a really important moment for her. So I put down the wooden spoon, turned off the gas and forced myself to turn round and say in my most interested voice, tell me all about it. And we did eat rather late that evening, but actually that didn't matter at all in the greater scheme of things.
A teenage-friendly home is created when they feel listened to and accepted, when they feel they can talk things through with us, when their point of view is heard, even if it's completely off the wall.
As we're prepared to discuss and debate with them, rather than lecture and judge them, our home and family will be a safe and secure place for them.
The second...
A question for you to consider today. What changes would you like to make to your family's home life in the area of safety and acceptance? Have a great time discussing that one, either with your partner in parenting or spouse, or with some friends who happen to be parents. We'll see you tomorrow.